Now, Gardaí investigating the disappearance and murder of Jojo Dollard in November 1995 have completed their search of open ground near the Wicklow-Kildare border. Gardaí said the recent search had been of assistance to the investigation team, but said they will not comment further for operational reasons. Let's speak to RTE Primetime security correspondent Barry Cummins, who joins us now. Barry, remind us of the background, please.
Maggie, Jojo Dollard disappeared in November 1995. She was hitching a lift. She was last seen in Moon in County Kildare, where she was at a phone box and said to her friend on the other end of the phone, "Mary, I have a lift." And she hasn't been heard from, hasn't been seen since. And it's believed she was murdered that night and her body was hidden. And Gardaí have been investigating this as a cold case review, where they officially classified it as a murder investigation only in recent years.
And they have been searching an area recently. Tell us about that.
Yeah, right down in that pocket of South County Wicklow, close to the Kildare border. 70 acres of land is what Gardaí ultimately were looking at. And much of that was excavated over the last 3 weeks. And it was intelligence work which had brought them to that location, where they were searching for any trace of Jojo or any item that might assist the investigation. The one thing we know is that Jojo has not been found, but that Gardaí are not commenting on anything else they may have found during the investigation. But that this assessment also came at a time that a man in his 50s was arrested on suspicion of murder. He was then released without charge. Now, Jojo's family were told in recent days that this search was coming to an end, and they are being kept up to date, as they have in recent years, in relation to the murder investigation. I do know that people have come forward, even in recent weeks, who maybe didn't speak with Gardaí before or haven't spoken with them in a long time, with information that they want to talk about now. And people do seem to feel more comfortable talking now, some people, than they mightn't have in previous years. So Gardaí will be assessing all that as they continue the search for Jojo.
Okay. Also, Barry, Gardaí investigating the murder of Sandra Collins are renewing their appeal for information 24 years after her disappearance. What's that about?
Yeah, this night, the 4th of December 2000, Maggie, Sandra Collins went out in Killala in County Mayo and she never came home. And the mystery begins just after 7:30 that night. She went in and bought sausages and firelighters in a local shop. That wasn't the last sighting of her. At 11 o'clock, she goes into a chipper in the town and buys a big bag of chips. But nobody knows what was she doing between 7:30 and 11 o'clock that night, because she didn't go home with the messages that she'd bought. And then that last sighting is 11 o'clock. Gardaí have always believed she was meeting somebody that evening, and they've a lot of work gone into that line of inquiry. And then the other item, the fleece she was wearing, was later found on the pier in Killala. The sausages she'd bought that night still in the pocket. But Gardaí believed that that was planted or placed in that location, maybe to throw people off the scent of what might have actually happened to Sandra, and that it is believed she was murdered that night, and her family still desperately searching for her, and Gardaí continuing a murder investigation. And today is, of course, National Missing Persons Day, when so many families will be reflecting on their loved ones and also all missing people, because we've seen a lot of activity in recent cases, missing persons cases, a lot of work in Jojo and Sandra and other cases as well. And there are other families looking at that who also will be asking for the same intense activity about their missing loved ones.
Barry Cummins, RTE Primetime security correspondent, thank you. And if you do have any information on any of those cases, you can contact the Garda Confidential line 1800 666 111 or any Garda station.